Caitlin, The Sheriff of Piltover, a biography from League of Legends. Read to you by The Sweet Sniper. Born into a wealthy and influential merchant clan, Caitlin Kiraman swiftly learned the social graces of life in Piltover, but preferred to spend her time in the wilder lands outside it. Equally adept at mingling with the moneyed elite of the City of Progress, or stalking a deer through the mud of the forest, she could confidently track a bird on the wing over the merchant districts or put a shot through the eye of a hare at 100 paces with her father's repeater musket. Caitlin's greatest assets, however, were her intelligence and willingness to learn from her parents, who reinforced her understanding of right and wrong, even within a life of comfort and privilege. Her mother was one of the highest comptrollers in Clan Kiraman, and would always warn Caitlin of Piltover's seductions and its gilded promises that could harden the kindest heart. At first, Caitlin paid little heed to her. Piltover was a place of beauty and order that she cherished after each trip into the wild. All that was to change one Progress Day some years later. Caitlin returned to find her home ransacked and empty. The family retainers were all dead, and there was no trace of her parents. Caitlin secured the house and immediately set out to find them. Tracking within the confines of a city was very different from hunting in the wild, but one by one, Caitlin located the thugs who had invaded her family home. The trail eventually led her to a hidden safe house where her mother and father were being tortured for information. She rescued them under the cover of darkness and alerted the Piltover wardens. Though not one of the kidnappers they arrested knew the identity of the individual who had hired them, only a proxy with the initial C. Caitlin and her parents began to rebuild their lives, but something fundamental had changed. Her mother in particular could no longer face the politics and duplicity of clan life and gave up her prestigious role, leaving something of a vacuum in the Kiraman leadership. And though she loved her parents dearly, Caitlin had no desire to take her mother's place, nor to learn her father's trade as an artificer. Instead, her focus turned toward breaking through the web of intrigue surrounding the mysterious sea. Utilizing her hunting skills, she established herself as a private investigator and quickly made a name for herself as someone who could find anything or anyone. In recognition of her self-made success, Caitlin's parents crafted her a Hextech rifle of exquisite artifice with greater accuracy than any musket. The weapon could take a variety of specialized shells and be easily modified in the field. After a particularly traumatic case involving a missing Hextech device and a series of child abductions, Caitlin was summoned by the wardens. She had been recommended by one of their number, who had also developed something of an affinity for stranger cases, and their battle with a host of rogue chimerics in the employ of a lunatic chem researcher driven mad by his own concoctions led to her being offered a formal position as a sheriff. At first, Caitlin refused, but eventually came to realize that the warden's resources could potentially get her closer to discovering the true identity of C. Caitlin has since become a highly respected officer within the ranks of the wardens, always striving to make the City of Progress a better and safer place. She recently partnered with a new recruit from Zaun, the brash and reckless Vi. How such an unlikely pairing came about and been proven so effective is the subject of wild rumor and tavern speculations among their fellow wardens, as well as those they haul away to jail. What Caitlin doesn't know, however, is that C is also keeping tabs on her, especially as her investigations bring her ever closer to the truth.
I'd like to thank The Sweet Sniper for this week's collaboration.
You can find me at twitch.tv/thesweetsniper.
All credit for these stories goes to Riot Games and League of Legends. Full details can be found in the video description. If you enjoyed this production, please hit like and subscribe. There's a lot more coming.